This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of you are concerned and questioning what is going to happen if Donald Trump and the administration succeed at getting the whole ACA thrown out. We're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail. Ron's going to talk about artificial intelligence being able to predict when we'll die. I can't stand those stories. I think there's so many other factors in play, but it's definitely making the rounds and causing the buzz. Mick Jagger is undergoing heart surgery this week. We'll tell you what's going on there. And then there's this fish slime that they say may be a key to being able to attack these superbugs. And speaking of infection, mosquitoes carry infection, and they think they found a way to fight mosquitoes transmitting infection by using dubstep. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Every now and then I get an email or a text asking what's going on with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And she hasn't really been in the news too much until today, when we've been told that Donald Trump already has her replacement on standby, saving the seat, from what we're being told by media. And it's conservative Amy Coney Barrett, who reportedly has a seat save for her to take the place of 86-year-old Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg if Ruth Bader Ginsburg decides to retire. Now, there is no word that she is retiring anytime soon, but Donald Trump and the administration wants to have their shortlist. Now, Barrett is a judge on the Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals and was added to Trump's shortlist of potential nominees last year after the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy in 2018. She is 47 years old and was said to be among his top three picks before he settled on Brett Kavanaugh. Then, with Brett Kavanaugh, you had the whole big Me Too movement surge and the fiasco that happened with him after having multiple cleared FBI screenings, be accused of some horrific accusations. Which none of them proven, and he ends up being, you know, Supreme Court justice. So I can see why the Trump administration is going to probably go for a female. Plus, they would look really, really bad in this day and age to, you know, replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg with a non-female. Again, as a female, you know, I find that kind of, you know, frustrating that to promote women's rights, you know, there's this kind of implied blackmail that if you don't pick a woman, you're anti-woman. And I would rather the administration pick somebody that deserves a job. You know, I would love to see a woman president. But don't just pick any woman because she's a woman. Pick somebody who's worthy. And if she's not worthy, whether it's Hillary Clinton or whatever, then don't pick her. Alright, you don't want to insult us women by picking somebody who's going to do a lousy job because you tried to satisfy the ovary, you know, demographic. No. Pick someone who's deserving. So I don't know much about her. She may be great. You know, people like her because she's young, may have some, longevity. They say despite Trump's plan to have Barrett on the Supreme Court, Ginsburg said she plans to stay a justice for at least 5 more years. Apparently, Trump likes her a lot. She's Catholic. Her religious beliefs still have come under fire with her confirmation to the Seventh Circuit. Leader Dianne Feinstein kind of grilled her on her faith. She said the dogma lives loudly within you, and that is of concern because people are worried about Roe v. Wade. But Barrett has said that judges cannot, nor should they try to align their legal system with the church's moral teaching whenever the two diverge. And so she also said in 2013 that I think it's very unlikely at this point that the court is going to overturn Roe. And I really don't think Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned. What I think will be, though, when we talk about the abortion issues, what I think will be up for the Supreme Court isn't a reversal of Roe v. Wade and, you know, whether the fetus is considered a life. I don't know if the Constitution is going to weigh in on that anymore, but what the Supreme Court is allowed to weigh in on is whether you can force taxpayers to pay for something that they find is morally objectionable. So I wonder if the Supreme Court is going to weigh in on, can you force Americans to pay taxes and can tax dollars go to abortions? You might be able to have abortions legalized in the United States, but it's a whole different subject when you will imprison somebody for not paying their taxes and they just don't want their money going to Planned Parenthood. So I'm wondering when the Supreme Court is going to address that, and that might be something that we see in our lifetime. So how is Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Well, I hear she has made a rare public appearance. She attended a memorial in Washington, D.C. for the late Israeli author Amos Oz, making a rare public appearance. She has recovered from cancer surgery. Did not make any public statements at Temple Sinai. Several Jewish organizations, including the New Israel Fund, Americans for Peace Now, and J Street, co-sponsored the memorial. And apparently there were some photos of she and other people. She is a fan of Oz's writing. And she did come. And she looked fairly well. You know, she was smiling and all that, you know. So that seat is a very highly contested seat. And, you know, people keep asking, when is somebody too old for the Supreme Court or too sick? Well, if her medical history is her privacy, and, you know, we won't know what's going on with that, and maybe we don't deserve to know, maybe we do deserve to know, she could still hold out for years. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the Trump administration backing an overturn of Obamacare. I was interviewed by Michael Harrison, Talkers Magazine, on this and what that would look like. And as you know, earlier last week, the Trump administration, after they were given kind of a go-ahead from the U.S. Court of Appeals, Fifth Circuit Court, that the ACA is unconstitutional, the Trump administration said, all right, we're going to go in for the kill. And said, let's abolish the whole Affordable Care Act. For some who realize that the Affordable Care Act was one of the stupidest bills to ever be made, for others, or for those, they're like, okay, yeah, it's about time. For others, they're like, oh, no. you are going to cause millions of people to lose insurance. You're going to have the whole reversal of the pre-existing condition. You are going to have millions of people now lose Medicaid. It's going to cause a collapse of the healthcare system. And here's the thing. The Trump administration isn't stupid. There is no way they are going to allow all that to happen. I know you guys don't believe me with this, but if they do get the ACA abolished, they're not going to say, all right, we're going to go back to the way things were in 2008, 2009. They are going to probably have things in place. Now, if you guys remember, what was it, the Cassidy Graham bill or the American Health Care Act? The American Health Care Act, I think it's the AHCA, was the bill that they tried to put through before John McCain said no, and, you know, it got voted out. Well, yeah, it basically didn't pass, and it missed it by just a few votes. And the AHCA already had these things spelled out. One, eliminate the tax penalties. Individual mandate, employer mandate, gone. Two, there was going to have some tax credits. Right? So you were going to be incentivized, which is something that I've been arguing for, incentivized for having health insurance. A family could receive up to $14,000 in tax credits a year. Then, allowing insurance companies to charge a 30% surcharge if you have gaps in your insurance. So the penalty that would come into play is if you decide, nah, I'm just going to buy insurance when I'm deathly sick. Well, the insurance company can charge you more if you do that. But there's the incentive for the lower rate to just stay on the insurance. So an over 63-day gap could cause you to have a 30% surcharge. They were going to maintain coverage preventing denial to those with pre-existing conditions, maintain coverage for kids under age 21, maintain bans on caps of annual or lifetime coverage, so they were still going to maintain the popular things of the ACA. By 2020, the ACA promised federal funds for Medicaid expansion will stop. Funds will continue for current Medicaid recipients, so the expansion would stop. They were going to create a patient and state stability fund. Now, I'm not saying that's in this new plan that Trump has, but this is a plan for anybody saying, oh, the Trump administration is just going to, you know, cancel the ACA and nothing's going to happen in terms of, you know, protecting pre-existing conditions and Medicaid numbers. They actually have plans in place that they could draw from. This Patient and State Stability Fund allows $100 billion for states to use as they wish for their underserved populations. Hospitals, providers, programs that would provide direct care. Something I love. The idea of states having some sort of individuality and control over what they need for their population. They know where the money needs to go. If they have outbreaks, if they have certain homeless populations, if they have a higher incidence of autism, if they have a higher incidence of unvaccination, they have money they can play with. States will receive money from Medicaid in a lump sum per person rather than an open-end promise of funds. Taxes on the medical device industry expiring, Planned Parenthood defunded, HRA increases. So apparently the CBO had said that it would reduce the deficit by $119 billion. This was back in 2017, or $119 million. But, and it would lower Obamacare ACA prices. So what has the Trump administration promised they would do when it comes to the ACA? Well, they said, Trump said, oh, he's got a great plan in place. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be spectacular. We just don't have any clue as to what that is. But people are very, very skeptical, and I'm not as skeptical because they have been putting together plans. So, you know, and I'm not saying it's going to be better than the way things were when things were better in the early 2000s and 90s and, you know, even 80s. It's not going to be like that. Things are different. We have people living longer. We have more people wanting aid. You know, we're already up to, gosh, I think we're at, what, 79? Or no, we're As of 2017, 72 million people were on Medicare. 74 million. As of 2017, 74 million people were on Medicaid. They expect that number to rise to 80 million by the year 2022. Now, this is my problem with the situation here. Whether we blame Obamacare or not, why, if the economy is good and unemployment is low, why are we anticipating 4 million more people to need Medicaid? Why? What are we doing wrong? From what I understand, a certain percentage of those people on there are disabled. And most people with disability are on Medicare. So when people say, well, you know, we have 74 million people right now that are disabled. No, those 74 million aren't disabled. They are people that are under income. Why do we have so many people under income? So we're being told that 32 million people are going to be uninsured by the year 2026 if Obamacare gets abolished. And that premiums are going to increase. I'm just kind of confused. Premiums are already increasing. Obamacare caused the premiums to increase. They say if the law struck down, more than 12 million low-income adults could lose Medicaid coverage if they gained. I'm still confused why we have, I mean, do we have that many poor people in the United States? Why are we such a poor country? What's the population of England in the 65 million? So we have almost a country's worth of people too poor that need government dollars. What are we doing wrong? Are we not addressing our low-income population? Is it maybe because we don't have affordable health care that many people have to go to Medicaid? I just think something's wrong with that. If we're going to have 80 million people on Medicaid by the year 2022, we could very easily by the year 2030 or 2035 or 2040 have 100 million people on Medicaid. How? Some people say, well, maybe it's the immigration. Maybe we have a lot of undocumented workers and stuff being on Medicaid. I don't know what's happening. And so a revamp does have to happen. If we have a rise of people needing government dollars and the economy is better than it was during the recession, what happens when the recession hits again? And it will. Whether it's a Republican in office or a Democrat in office, we are going to hit one hell of a recession. It's going to accelerate if somebody does stupid taxes and, you know, makes stupid moves like I'm hearing from some people on the left. But it's going to happen even if Trump's in power. We are going to hit another recession. A lot of companies are going to say, to hell with this. Just buy online. I'm closing down my store. Not a lot of people are buying houses. Going to have a real estate glut. Automation. I'm sick of people calling out sick. Robot doesn't call out sick during the winter. I'm going to hire robots. So technology is going to be the impetus for the next recession. So if we aren't curbing our Medicaid enrollments now by figuring out what they need, we're going to be in trouble. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is sending more agents to the southern border. She released a statement today saying that she's deploying another 750 U.S. Customs personnel to the border. El Paso Mayor DeMargo tells the political website The Hill there needs to be multiple options when it comes to securing our southern border.
As I've talked to them, there's a place they need more manpower. They've told me they need more 2,000 more agents. There's also a place for technology. So it's part and parcel. My position is a physical barrier is not the be-all, end-all for border security.
The mayor also believes that the current immigration laws need to be enforced as well. The city of Chicago is dealing with dueling protests regarding the Jussie Smollett case. The city's police union and Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition are both protesting over the way Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox handled the Smollett case. This is USA Radio News.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Just so pretty, maybe,
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, mosquitoes, they really know how to spread some nasty disease. Malaria, Zika, people are scared to death. And apparently in a recent study, they found a way to avoid mosquito bites is to listen to electronic music, like dubstep, specifically by U.S. artist Skrillex. Skrillex. Sorry, apologize. I just listen to dubstep. I don't know who's doing it. They say sound is crucial for reproduction, survival, and population maintenance of many animals. That's according to a team of international scientists specializing in mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. They subjected adults of the species Aedes aegypti, known as the yellow fever mosquito, and they subjected them to electronic music to see if it would work as a repellent. Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, which is a track by Skrillex, features on his Grammy Award-winning album, was chosen because it's a mix of very high and low frequencies. In insects, low-frequency vibrations facilitate sexual interactions, low hums, etc., whereas noise disrupts the perception of signals from conspecifics or members of the same species and hosts. Basically, so if the music is really loud and I can't think of that. I love dubstep. I just can't sing it. That's probably why my husband loves it, because I can't sing it. Very easily distracts insects, making it very difficult for them to have sex, as opposed to a low hum, you know? Right? Or, who is that? I found a love for... Perfect. Who does that? Sheeran. Yeah. Something like that. Something like that. The mosquitoes love that. So, the results were published in the journal Acta Tropica. And they were good news for us, and obviously the dubstep guy, Skrillex. They say female adult mosquitoes were entertained by the track and attacked hosts later and less often than those in the dubstep-free environment. So they may like the music so much that they're like, nah, I'm not going to have sex. Scientists said the occurrence of blood-feeding activity was lower when music was being played. The scientists also found that mosquitoes exposed to the song had sex far less often than mosquitoes without the music. They say the observation that such music can delay a host attack, reduce blood feeding, and disrupt mating provides new avenues in the development of music-based personal protective and control measures. I still don't buy this, because, okay, so when you go hiking, you're supposed to be playing the music loud? I mean, it's easier, I would say, to just wear the spray. Well, you know what? This is so easy to test. You have a concert out in the middle of the jungle. And then you have a classical orchestra concert out in the jungle. Who gets more mosquito bites? There we go. If the dubstep concert got less mosquito bites than the classic concert music, there you go. So it's very simple. They say hook up your wireless speaker. I don't know. I thought it was cool. I mean, it is interesting. It makes sense. Now, an hour of activity may keep the disability away, according to research. They said losing the ability to move and perform the activities of daily life can lead to a loss of independence and can be deadly, because you're not going to leave the house, you're not going to get outside, etc. And they say being physically active can help prevent disability in those who have or who are at risk of joint conditions. And according to a new study, adults with lower extremity joint symptoms like aching, pain, stiffness, who get at least 1 hour of moderate to vigorous exercise weekly, are more likely to be free of disability after 4 years than those who do not meet this exercise goal. Now, this is one of those counterintuitive things where if you have joint pain, we tell you to get out there and move. And patients are like, I don't get it, but I can't. It hurts. Now, for some of you that need a joint replacement, I get you. But for some of you, the exercise lubricates the joint. You know, your body's really smart. If your body notices that you don't need a joint, it's going to let that joint deteriorate. But if your body notices that you need a joint, it's going to try to preserve it. Now, there's only so much you can do. I mean, you get your knee blown playing soccer or football, there's only so much your body could do. But if you sit on the couch all the time, your body's not really going to be, you know, that hip on lubricating your hip joints. But if you keep walking, your body's like, hey, guys, she's moving again. She's moving again? Didn't she just work out yesterday? Well, she's working out again. Come on, guys. Come on, let's go. And the body will do stuff. I mean, I have some major arthritis. I don't know what the heck. I mean, I ran, I skied, I did a lot of stuff. And, you know, my joints are pretty bad. But I don't need anything for pain, knock on wood, yet, because I exercise every day. If I didn't exercise every day, I hurt. Now, a lot of times you hurt, and you're like, no, I hurt too much, I'm not going to. Well, then I still walk. Even if I hurt, I'll walk. Even if I'm limping, I will limp on my knee and walk through it. And the funny thing is 5-10 minutes into my workout, I stop limping. It's like magic. So you need to keep moving, unless, of course, you have something surgical. So this study was published today in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, enlisted participants in the Osteoarthritis Initiative, a large multi-site study on knee osteoarthritis who were increased risk of disability because of lower extremity symptoms. So obviously, the less you can move, you know, the less you can move your tushy, the more you sit. You know, arm issues, you could still walk. But if you can't walk, you really gain weight fast. And as you know, arthritis is itis of the arth, or inflammation of the joint. And that's where the bones come together in the body. It can lead to disability. Osteoarthritis is one of the various arthritises out there. And osteoarthritis is kind of like the wear and tear, aging, and excessive use of joints. And that's why this is so counterintuitive, because they're like, well, wait a second, if I have osteoarthritis because I used my joints too much, then why would I use them more? Well, I destroyed my joints when I was younger. But no regrets, because I was skinny and I looked good and I was healthy. But then I got to keep that up. I got to still be active. I got to keep moving. And if I have a joint that starts to falter too much, then I'm going to have to figure out, under my crappy Obamacare insurance, how to get a hip or knee replacement. So if you start to have pain, stiffness, weakness, you may have early osteoarthritis, and that affects 30 million Americans. And the cartilage gets worn down. The bones start to rub up against each other, cause pain. So that's why we cause arthritis, degenerative joint disease, or wear and tear. But they found that those patients, aged 49 to 83, okay, who started to walk more at a speed of at least 1 meter per second, right, ended up doing better. They monitored their physical activity. Participants were interviewed every other year for 4 years. And the results showed that the people who got at least 56 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise per week had an 86% decreased risk of being mobility disabled compared to those who got less exercise. So 1 hour a week. Now, in America, now this has been reported by CNN, but in America we talk about 150 minutes a week of moderate. That doesn't mean running a marathon, but it also doesn't mean just sitting there walking, you know, the dog. Now, if you're kind of chasing after the dog, right, and you're running up, cleaning the poo-poo, and then the dog goes over across the street, you're like, Uzi, where you go? And then it goes over there, does another poo-poo, and then you clean up the poo-poo, and then you run back forth. That could be some pretty vigorous activity. But if the dog is sitting there sniffing, and you have to stop, and then the dog does another couple steps and have to sniff, and then the dog comes up and wants to sit on your foot and get rub neck and little ticklies, and then the dog, that's not exercise. That can't count. Okay, you got to move. CDC recommends 150 minutes a week of moderate exercise, especially for people with arthritis. So you could walk a little quicker on a treadmill. I don't know, maybe a 3.0, maybe 3.5. Be careful. Sometimes with 4, it could be, you don't want you to trip. But, you know, just slowly ease it up a little bit. Just, you know, slowly. Ooze and ease. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Mick Jagger is going to undergo heart surgery this week to replace a damaged valve after canceling his Rolling Stones tour. He's 75 years old. It's funny, I thought he was older than that. I'm not sure why. But then again, he was really young in the 60s. So he has a damaged heart valve. And he has to postpone his 9-week no-filter tour across the U.S. and Canada after doctors told him he was not fit to go on stage. He's pretty skinny, but he looks pretty happy. And he looks so pretty active. You see pictures of him kind of hanging out with his son. I think he's got some pretty young children. That's interesting. Anyway, he has more than a million fans who have now spent about $200 million on tickets. And these venues were sold out. From what we understand, he follows a strict diet, exercise regimen, is expected to make a complete recovery and be on stage by the summer. The heart valve replacement surgery which he's having has a 95% success rate. So I'm not exactly sure which valve that is, or I would explain more. But basically the valve is what, you know, connects the ventricles and the atria to the ventricles. And so you have the, you know, mitral valve, which is kind of pretty significant on the left side of the heart, connecting the left atrium to the left ventricle. You have aortic valves, pulmonic valves, tricuspid valves, and these valves, you know, help, you know, coordinate the blood flow and prevent backsplash. And when a heart valve fails and allows blood to not go where it needs to go, like for the blood going into the aorta, and again, I don't know which valve he needs replaced, unfortunately, that could prevent proper pumping action of the heart and blood flow to where it needs to go. And so signs and symptoms of a bad valve could be chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, fatigue, not getting enough oxygen. And so we end up having to then replace the valve. And those valves sometimes do very, very well. Pig, mechanical, etc. And the funny thing is, you know, it's rare to see a rocker, you know, somebody like Mick Jagger have lived as long as he did. But they say he lives like an athlete. He's really meticulous about his health. He runs about 8 miles a day, alternates between distance and short sprints. He cycles, does yoga, kickboxes, meditates, takes ballet lessons. And he, you know, they say covers up about 10 miles on each show because he on stage is very, very active. And, you know, he did admit to taking LSD every day for a year back in the 60s. But now he lives on superfood smoothies, whole grain pasta, rice, chicken, fish, avocado, and, you know, has been doing pretty good. Keith Richards, still doing well. Apparently Keith Richards was at the same hotel, so somebody got a picture of him. So, a lot of stereotypes kind of, you know, blasted with that one. Good for them. And speaking of blasting stereotypes, I wish we could blast this one with artificial intelligence predicting when we die. They say researchers have uncovered a disturbing benefit of artificial intelligence, and they can more accurately predict our demise. Not that I really want them to do that. And in this research published in Plus One, it's a result of researchers training algorithms to look at a decade's worth of health data from over 500,000 people in the UK. This is being reported by the New York Post. And they looked at these people between the ages of 40 and 69 to assess their chances of dying prematurely. And during the 2006 to 2010 time period, nearly 14,500 people died from cancer and other diseases of the 500,000 people. So they mapped the resulting predictions to mortality data using the cohort, using the Office of National Statistics Death Records, the UK Cancer Registry, and hospital episode statistics, according to the study lead author from the University of Nottingham. And they found machine-learned algorithms were significantly more accurate in predicting death than the standard prediction models developed by the human expert. Good, because if there was a human expert trying to tell me, right, you know, when I was going to die, I'd be like, screw you. So, basically, they took conclusions from two different AI models and compared them to the more commonly used Cox regression, which is based on age and gender. And they found that the AI models were far superior. This deep learning algorithm correctly predicted 76% of the subjects who died, while the random forest algorithm clocked in at 64%. Now, the Cox model could only identify 44% of those who died. So they looked at body fat, blood pressure, food consumption, job-related hazards, air pollution, alcohol intake, and the Cox model relied on ethnicity, physical activity, but it preferred to be inferior. So the more data that could be put in, the better. And they're finding that there's some predictability. Now, people ask us doctors, you know, how right are we? How do we know that you have 3 to 6 months? Well, depending on the cancer, you know, depending on your type of heart disease, etc., based on past patients, yeah, we could kind of guesstimate. Me, I've never been able to. I've seen people use the power of prayer, and just blow away all the, you know, predictions. But then, like in my family, no man in my family lives past 63. That's a little too damn predictable if you ask me. On my side of the family, hopefully my husband has better genes, but I'm not seeing it on his side of the family, which scares the hell out of me. The guys in my family just don't live long. No, it's not because of the women. Stop it. Heart disease or cancer. But what really does it is the stubbornness. I bet my father would be alive today if he wasn't so stubborn. So then I look at my brothers. Stubborn. One of my brothers, spitting image of my dad. I'm like, go to the doctor. Get this done. Take care of this. No, no, no. This 63 number is too damn young. So, some things are predictable, unfortunately. Antibiotic resistance making headlines. But, apparently they found a recent study looking at the slimy coating of fish could have antibiotic powers. Now, 23,000 people in the U.S. die each year of antibiotic-resistant infections, and it affects 2 million people. So medical researchers are trying to figure out how to save tens of thousands of people from dying. So they found a new species of bacteria in a soil sample from Northern Ireland, and they found that bacteria is effective against 4 of the top 6 pathogens. And then some went into Canada's cave systems to find biofilms, and researchers from Oregon State University looked at protective slime or mucus on fish. And the researchers recently presented their findings at the American Chemical Society. And fish slime is goopy. It traps, destroys the pathogens in the environment like bacteria, fungi, viruses. And the slime contains these polysaccharides which have antibacterial activity. And they think there's a fish mucus, right? Will allows not only fish to cohabitate with bacteria and viruses, but often resist the deadly ones. How the fish mucus decides that, I don't know. But if we could figure out what this extra thick mucusy layer stuff is, and figure out what is the antimicrobial property, we may be able to fight bad bugs like MRSA. Researchers isolated 47 different strains of bacteria from the mucus. 5 were effective against MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. 3 were also effective against Candida yeast. And they said the slime from the skin of Pacific pink perch worked particularly well against MRSA. And get this, even this fish slime worked against colon cancer. So worked against Pseudomonas. I don't know if we'd cover ourselves with fish slime and if we'd stink. But if I don't want to get a yeast infection, I'd probably consider that. 1-877-DOLLAR, don't go away.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.